So here with Davo, after a 2-1 home defeat, a pre-season friendly, the last one against Slough. I suppose the biggest piece, Davo, would be that for 85 minutes of that game, for me, you were excellent as a team, dominated the game, and bar, as I say, a little 5-minute silly spell, you were quite conceivably the better side.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we dominated the game. I thought we were more than a match for them, and at times looked better than them. So, you know, bearing in mind what they are, you know, Southern Prem side, who I think will do well this season, you know, to even match them is a credit to what we do. So, you know, I was pleased with today. As you said, vast majority of the game, we were good. 1-0 up, should have got a couple of goals in the second half. We had 2 1-on-1s and one cleared off the line, and they're key moments in the game. You've got to put them away and put games to bed. And then a really bad error from Zach Gill, you know, gifted them a goal and a sniff back, and then they compound it with another goal, and you know, we lose 2-1. So things to learn, but you know, all in all, very positive.
And the business end of pre-season, obviously the last game today before you make that trip to Barton next weekend. First half, obviously there's a lot of things you're still looking at. You're pleased with the first half in terms of the quality on the ball and the shape?
Yeah, I was pleased with all of it really, apart from that little spell. It was decent, you know. They're a good side, as I said, and we contained them. We didn't, you know, Pricey made a couple of half decent saves, but other than that, we contained them well up the slope and really warranted our lead at half-time. It was a really good goal as well. We've got Dan Williamson in, who's on recommendation from Bobby Wilkinson at Hungerford, and trained on Thursday. We threw him in today and he looked the part, didn't he? Great ball in. It was a really good move, actually. It was a great ball in, and Chalky finished it, you know, clinically.
And as you say, second half, bar that 5 minutes, again, you're pleased with the shape, you're pleased with the quality on the ball, you're pleased with the defensive piece.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I probably thought they probably created less in the second half than they did in the first half, to be honest. I can't remember Pricey making many saves, which sounds silly because they scored 2 goals. But, I was pleased with it. I was pleased with it throughout the game, so yeah.
Players, obviously, helping to pick the side themselves in terms of their performances. Again, I noticed today you've narrowed the squad or certainly trimmed the squad down again. Is that pretty much your squad now in terms of today?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Everyone that was there today, missing today. We've got Archie Fawcett, who was on holiday, but he'll come back into the fold. I think that's everybody then. Mikey Milne, we've got out on loan now at Horndean. We're pleased that's we've been able to sort that out, and then you know that's the rest of it is our squad. So, yeah, we're happy with it. You know, we are what we are. I mean, there's no getting away from it. We're basically nil budget team. That, you know, certain lads that don't earn any money from football. The fact they have to travel everywhere on their own back. You know, it's bearing in mind that I think we've got as good a squad as we can possibly have. It's certainly the best squad that we've managed to put together in the time I've been here. And the reason for that is not because, you know, we've gone and signed a load of players. You know, continuity-wise, we've kept a lot of players and we've worked and worked and worked with them, and they've got better and better, you know. You only got to look at James Scott. He's been with me 5-6 years, and this season, this pre-season, he's looked the absolute business. So, and Dan Russell, the same, been with me 6 years, and, you know, what a player he is, you know. So We're just continually building. Lads enjoy it, what we're doing. They feel that we do it properly. And, I was really pleased with... I'm pleased with what we've got, pleased with what we've done, but it doesn't mean a lot now until the league starts. But results-wise, we haven't really had some great results over pre-season, but we've certainly had good performances. And I don't think there's many teams that have come away from playing us that haven't probably thought, they're a decent outfit.
And another goal for Ben White, Chalky. He's been, again, on top form through pre-season. I suppose you can only hope that he takes that into the season now.
Yeah, I'm sure he will do. I didn't think he was as good today as he was the other day, but he had a good game again. Yeah, everybody played well today. I was pleased with Simba today. I thought Simba was excellent, bearing in mind we've seen something in him to see if we can do that attacking centre midfield role, and he's taken to it really well. I mean, he's still going to be a work in progress, but... You know, he's an option in there now, and his energy and his effort and winning some balls in the air and stuff like that has been a revelation. So, yeah, you know, we're building. We're virtually there. We've got a good week now to train and get ready for a really tough trip to Barton. We know a fair bit about them. We'll make sure we know as much as we possibly can about them, and we'll look forward to it. But, you know, we're well set for it.
And Barton away, obviously, next weekend, as you've just mentioned. You must be feeling positive going into that. I know results don't say anything over your pre-season. There's a fair few games that you've lost, but take the results out and think about the performances. You must be quite pleased going into that game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very pleased. I'm sure they'll fancy it. You know, they're well fancied this year. They've signed a lot of good players and new management. I'm sure they'll be relishing. They're probably thinking it's a good first game for them. So, we'll look forward to going there and we'll see what we can do when we rock up at Barton. Long old journey for the boys, but hopefully they get up there safely and we'll look forward to it.
Let's hope it's not like the last time when you had about 15 minutes preparation.
I hope it is like that and ends up with the result that it is. But hopefully we get there in good time.
And any thoughts for Slough this season?
Yeah, definitely. They're a really good club, Slough. I've played against them over the years several times. When I was at Salisbury, they had some good runs in the FA Cup, and a good mate of mine, Alex Haddo, was there at the time, and had some good battles with them, and I've sort of always kept looking at their results over the years, and pleased to see them on the up, and they've consolidated well in the Prem now, and they've got the new ground and all that sort of stuff, so exciting times for them, and good luck to Bakes and Anders. They've done a good job, and it seems like they put together a good squad. And I think they'll do, they'll do well. And I appreciate them coming down today. Hopefully, the lad that got injured is okay. It was a really unfortunate one. He sort of fell, and I think a bit of weight falling on top of him. So hopefully he's okay, because it's sort of soured the day really for them, I'm sure. But it was a good game of football, and we really appreciate them coming down for the game and wish them well for the season.
Well, unlucky on that 5-minute spell today. And then let's hope you can take that 85 minutes in, and best of luck for Barton next Saturday.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Thanks.